WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Ever feel like that to-do list is a monster staring you down? You know, the one that seems to grow longer the harder you try to shrink it. That's procrastination talking. Folks, and trust me, I've been there. We've all got our own inner lady fairy whispering sweet nothings in our ears about putting things off, but today we're going to banish that procrastination demon and build some serious confidence. Welcome back to How to Be Stoic. Lessons in strength, wisdom, and courage. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, and let me tell you, conquering procrastination is like leveling up your life. It's about building that inner strength, learning to control those impulses, and ultimately becoming the master of your own time. Now, we're not talking about some magical quick fix here. Stoicism isn't about being superhuman, it's about making conscious choices, even when they're tough. It's about recognizing that procrastination isn't a character flaw, it's a habit we can break. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will help you overcome procrastination with confidence. First up, acknowledge your triggers. What sets off your procrastination siren? Is it fear of failure? Feeling overwhelmed? Maybe it's the allure of social media or binge-watching your favorite show. We all have our weaknesses. Once you know your triggers, you can start to anticipate them and develop strategies to avoid falling into the procrastination trap. Think of it like a mental game plan, knowing your opponent is half the battle won. Next, break it down. Ever stared at a giant project and felt paralyzed? You're not alone. We tend to procrastinate on big tasks because they seem insurmountable. But here's the Stoic secret weapon. Break it down into smaller, manageable chunks. Suddenly, that mountain of work becomes a series of achievable steps. It's like conquering Everest one step at a time. Folks, and trust me, the sense of accomplishment is way sweeter when you reach the summit. Now for number 3. The power of just 5 minutes. This is my personal mantra. When that procrastination monster starts rearing its ugly head, I tell myself, just 5 minutes. Often, once you get started, the momentum carries you forward. Those initial 5 minutes can be the key to unlocking a whole afternoon of productivity. Don't underestimate the power of small beginnings. Number 4. Reward yourself. You know those things that bring you joy? The ones you tend to put off when you're busy? Well, guess what? They become your allies in the fight against procrastination. After completing a task, reward yourself with something you genuinely enjoy, a walk in nature, a cup of coffee, or even 5 minutes of scrolling through social media guilty as charged. This creates positive reinforcement and keeps you motivated to tackle those to-do list items. And finally, number 5. Practice self-compassion. Let's face it, we all slip up sometimes. Procrastination is a common human experience. Don't beat yourself up over it. Instead, practice self-compassion, acknowledge the misstep, learn from it, and move forward with renewed determination. Remember, this isn't about perfection, it's about progress. Think about that time you were putting off something important, maybe a work project or even cleaning your room. You knew you had to do it, but something just kept holding you back. Were you afraid of failure? Did the task seem too daunting? Maybe you were simply distracted by something more appealing in the moment. Sound familiar? Now imagine that same situation, but this time, you apply the strategies we just discussed. You identify your triggers, fear of making mistakes and feeling overwhelmed, and break down the project into smaller, manageable tasks. You commit to working for just 5 minutes and reward yourself with a short break after completing each chunk. And when you inevitably stumble, you practice self-compassion, acknowledging the slip-up and refocusing on your goal. The result? You tackle the task head-on, feeling confident and in control. Remember, overcoming procrastination is a journey, not a destination. There will be times when you slip up, but that's okay. Just keep practicing those key takeaways, acknowledge your triggers, break down tasks, utilize the power of just 5 minutes, reward yourself for progress, and practice self-compassion along the way. So go out there and conquer that to-do list. You've got this. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might benefit from these tips. Let's help each other build confidence and crush procrastination together. Until next time, stay strong, stay wise, and keep striving for greatness.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.